Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the 10th episode of our series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my recently published book, The Whore Under Muller, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here's one of them. Dear Brother Raymond, my Jesus is personal to me. He can also be personal to every other Christian. That is a miracle in itself. He is so amazing in our lives. You make me always aware of his importance. This ministry of yours is quite different, but the word is of the Lord. I appreciate you. John Winston, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first five chapters of the book. Last week, we began chapter 6, Why Judge Mega Babylon, and came to a couple of conclusions. Firstly, Mega Babylon is the leading force behind world globalization. Her merchants were the world's great men, Revelation 18:23. Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the leading American corporations control and manipulate the world economy. She has corrupted the whole world with her market-dominated philosophy, destroying many innocent people as a result. Secondly, because of her many sorceries, in Greek pharmakeia, the riches and economic strength of this evil empire are founded upon a colossal income from illegal drugs, especially heroin from Afghanistan and cocaine from Colombia, leading to the destruction of the lives of those addicted to them. Before we continue with Chapter 6, Why Judge Mega Babylon, we're going to listen to Moya Brennan from County Dublin in Ireland, an instrumental called The Big Rock. Thank you. Continuing chapter 6, Why Judge Megababylon? Sorceries can also simply refer to the use of so-called black ops by the US military. The motivation is greed for power and military gain. The means is exploitation, economy, weapons, drugs, and pornography. But what is the outworking of this self-centered strategy? All of this gain for the small elite results in suffering for the great majority. The ultimate result, unfortunately, is bloodshed and death. Revelation 18:5, for her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Revelation 17:23 and 24, your prophets were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth. Jeremiah 50, verses 14 on, take up your positions around Babylon, all you who draw the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her on every side. She surrenders, her towers fall, her walls are torn down. Since this is the vengeance of the Lord, take vengeance on her. Do to her as she has done to others. Israel is a scattered flock that lions have chased away. The first to devour them was the king of Assyria. The last to crush their bones was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I punished the king of Assyria. How broken and shattered is the hammer of the whole earth. How desolate is Babylon among the nations. I set a trap for you, Babylon, and you were caught before you knew it. You were found and captured because you opposed the Lord. Listen to the fugitives and refugees from Babylon, declaring in Zion, how the Lord our God has taken vengeance, vengeance for his temple. Summon archers against Babylon, all those who draw the bow. Encamp all around her, let no one escape. Repay her for her deeds. Do to her as she has done, for she has defied the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Jeremiah 51, verse 4 on. They will fall down slain in Babylon, fatally wounded in her streets. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord Almighty, though their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Sharpen the arrows, take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the kings of the Medes, because his purpose is to destroy Babylon. The Lord will take vengeance, vengeance for his temple. Before your eyes, I will repay Babylon and all who live in Babylonia for all the wrong they have done in Zion, declares the Lord. May the violence done to our flesh be upon Babylon, say the inhabitants of Zion. May our blood be on those who live in Babylonia, says Jerusalem. Babylon must fall because of Israel's slain, just as the slain in all the earth have fallen because of Babylon. Isaiah 14, verse 4. Israel will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end. How his fury has ended. And Isaiah 47, verse 5. Sit in silence. Go into darkness, queen city of the Babylonians. No more will you be called Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people and desecrated my inheritance. I gave them into your hand, and you showed them no mercy. Even on the aged, you laid a very heavy yoke. As Alex Perry points out in his book, Falling Off the Edge, many people groups around the world are suffering and dying as a direct result of the globalization dream. The prophets back this up, but the Bible is even more specific as to who are the victims of this policy. The Lord Jehovah is the God of Israel, and it is with Israel that he is firstly concerned. Mega Babylon has sinned against Israel. She has caused widespread bloodshed and loss of life in Israel. Can we relate to this today? Currently, the USA and others are pursuing a two-state solution in order to solve the problems of the Middle East. This policy is being more and more forced upon Israel to accept as partners in peace a Palestinian entity which is sworn to destroy Israel and remove her from the map. Israel gave way to this policy back in 2005 by disengaging from the Gaza Strip and handing it over to those who are her sworn enemies. We witnessed harrowing scenes as settlers, whom the then Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, had promised to protect, were dragged from their homes by their own army. Many of the soldiers who took part in this were so traumatized that they had to undergo counselling afterwards. Sharon himself has been in a coma ever since 2006. Did it achieve the avowed purpose of peace? Certainly not. Gaza is now completely under the control of Hamas, an Islamic terrorist organization who refused to accept any other solution than the complete removal of the State of Israel, and who are engaged daily in firing deadly missiles against Israeli civilians. The other party in this two-state solution are Fatah, in other words the PLO, another terrorist organization who teach their children to idolize suicide bombers, and who, in Arabic, call for the destruction of Israel, while in English pretend to be working towards peace. The result of this policy has been the death and injury of many Israelis through missile attacks upon southern Israel from the Gaza Strip. The continuation of this policy will only result in more bloodshed, death, and disaster for Israel.
The one who sanctifies my life, shepherd and my guide, banner of deliverance, warrior and my defense, in your secret place I hide. Every other throne must fall and proclaim you Lord of all. At the mention of your name, my salvation and my light, in your presence I abide, and your righteousness I claim. Silent Lord, even stones obey your word, and they give to you their praise. You're the Lord of everything, all creation's voices sing of the glory of your. Voices sing of the glory of your name.
was Andy Rogers from Coleraine, County Derry, Northern Ireland, and Lord, You Are My Righteousness. Until recently, the USA has been seen as the great friend and advocate of Israel, although the future relationship, according to the Hebrew prophets, will be very different. Attitudes toward Israel, and especially towards the rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, will harden, as will attitudes toward the 6 million Jews residing within the USA. U.S. policy is also leaning more and more towards the dividing up of the land of Israel, and especially the dividing of the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:3, "On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves." Jerusalem is very sacred to the Lord. Those nations who become involved in attempting to divide the city will find themselves under severe judgment. Jeremiah 50:28, "Listen to the fugitives and refugees from Babylon, declaring in Zion how the Lord our God has taken vengeance, vengeance for his temple." And Jeremiah 51:9, "We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to our own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. The Lord has vindicated us. Come, let us tell in Zion what the Lord our God has done." And verse 49, "Babylon must fall because of Israel's slain, just as the slain in all the earth have fallen because of Babylon. You who have escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land and call to mind Jerusalem." Watch and learn as the United States becomes an increasingly anti-Semitic, anti-Israel nation. Jews will be accused of all kinds of crimes, not only by right-wing extremists, but by members of the government. It's already been happening, but in future those who speak with hatred against the Jews will not be forced to resign. They will be backed up by the administration. Jewish businesses will be restricted, and foreign travel limitations on Jews will be put in force. The presently blasé, even negative attitude of the majority of American Jews towards Israel will change as the USA becomes more and more like Nazi Germany in the 30s. Jeremiah 50, verses 33 and 34. "This is what the Lord Almighty says. The people of Israel are oppressed, and the people of Judah as well. All their captors hold them fast, refusing to let them go. Yet their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Almighty is his name. He will vigorously defend their cause, so that he may bring rest to their land, but unrest to those who live in Babylon." Jewish aliyah from USA to Israel is currently limited due to lack of interest. Israel is seen as a risky place, a land of uncertainty, whereas the United States still appears a land of opportunity for Jewish people. That situation will rapidly be reversed, with both negative changes in the USA and positive ones in the Middle East. Israel will become a much safer place for Jews to live than the United States. But will Jews be the only ones in difficulty? According to the book of Revelation, Christians, those who truly believe in and follow Yeshua, Jesus, will also suffer and be killed under the rule of Mega Babylon. Revelation 17 verse 6, "I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished." And Revelation 18 verse 20, "Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth." Many believers are going to suffer and die for the name of Yeshua, Jesus. For a nation which has had claims to be founded upon biblical values, the USA has fallen very far from those values. The life of the unborn child is worth very little in the United States today, with a total of around 55 million children aborted, murdered, in the US to date. This policy example is, of course, being followed in most of the Western world, including the Jewish state of Israel. Already, Israel has killed more children through abortion than were killed by Hitler's death camps in World War II.
Let me do this wee one first. Just I want you to join in if you can. I used to think, Well, I tell you, I used to make fun of this song, okay? I did. I used to make fun. I actually probably made a bit of fun of the people that sang it as well, you know? And, dear. And then I discovered that every word of it is true. So we're going to do it maybe a wee bit different. But you join with us in the chorus, if you wish. I have Stephen Dougherty to thank for restoring this song to my consciousness. All right. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Well, there is power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Oh, would you are evil and victory win? There's wonderful power. From your passion and your pride, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, come for the cleansing to Calvary's side, where there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. Ooh, you do service for Jesus, your King, 'cause there's power in the blood. In the blood.
Well, all of you live daily his praises to sing.
Oh, let me hear a witness out there.
Well, do you know there's power?
Oh.
That was Robin Mark from Belfast, Northern Ireland, accompanied on vocal there by Marie Lacey and Barry Bynum, and a great soul version of Power in the Blood. Let's sum up what we've covered in Chapter 6. Why will Mega Babylon be judged by God and completely destroyed? 1. Mega Babylon is the leading force behind world globalization. Her merchants were the world's great men, Revelation 18:23. Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the leading American corporations control and manipulate the world economy. She has corrupted the whole world with her market-dominated philosophy, destroying many innocent people as a result. 2. Because of her many sorceries, Greek pharmakeia, the riches and economic strength of this evil empire are founded upon the colossal income from illegal drugs, especially heroin from Afghanistan and cocaine from Colombia, leading to the destruction of the lives of those addicted to them. 3. Her attitude towards Israel and the temple in Jerusalem is already causing bloodshed, injury and loss of life there. This will only increase as long as Israel feels obliged to go along with the American policy of dividing up the land, and especially dividing the city of Jerusalem. The rebuilding of the temple there will also be a major bone of contention. 4. The Jewish population of the USA can expect greater and greater restrictions and persecution. The US will become a very anti-Semitic place. God will judge those who oppress his people, Jew, Israelite, or Christian. 5. Not only Jews, but the mysterious people of Israel within Babylon, whoever we identify them as, and those who are true believers in Yeshua, Jesus, are going to come under intense persecution. Mega Babylon is drunk with the blood of the saints, apostles, and prophets. 6. The USA has had the name of being a Christian nation, but has moved further and further away from Judeo-Christian values, removing prayer and acknowledgement of God from schools and public places. 7. Legalizing and promoting wholesale abortion for profit, which now exceeds 55 million innocent lives taken within the United States. The rate of abortions worldwide is now more than 40 million per year. Judgment is coming. Join us again next week for Chapter 7, Get Out, Run, Flee. And remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus panagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.